Okay, let me make it sound a little bit better. Let me make it sound a little bit better. Mothers, how would you feel that when you walk down a card aisle in the stores, or anybody else walk down a card aisle in the stores, the only time they see Happy Mother's Day is on Mother's Day weekend? Why you can't be Happy Mother's Day in February, or November, or October? Do you understand the only time you recognize a Mother's Day card is on Mother's Day weekend? But you recognize football season coming up, but you getting prepared for it. You buying generators and tents, and you buying your season tickets ahead of time, but you can't buy a season ticket for your mother ahead of time. What's the season ticket for your mother ahead of time? Did I do right in school as a student? As I prepare and obey my mother and father, which is in the Lord, this is right? Young people, you preparing for college and you filling out applications and you going and taking tours and visits, but you can't take a tour and visit with your mother. What you mean? I live with her, AJ. But when the last time you took a tour and visit to your mother's room without needing something, without wanting something, without expecting something? But mama, just because you mother, I love you. Just because you mother, you ain't ever got to tell me to make my bed again. Matter of fact, mom, when you get out of the bed, when you come out the bathroom, your bed will be made because I did the right steps, the right move to get the scholarship I need for your university. We're going to train today. How about you get outside of the norm and do something that your mother wouldn't expect, and then when you do it, your mother get on a total behavior of understanding that this is the way my son or my daughter kick it. This is the way they live. Because I'm going to tell you this. When my son Josh say, ma, or ma, how she said, ball, get in the mic.
Ma.
Ma. When, see how she looked when she said that? She automatically knew that there was some strange coming after that. And that strange is going to be, what do you want? Why can't I not be ma when everything is everything? Why? We're going to train today. Mothers, you're going to be so loved that that flower, that card, that dinner, that lunch, whatever they're going to buy you for today, you're going to be so loved just to have that presence or that experience of your child just loving on you. Just loving on you. They're going to be in shape on loving on you, doing right for them, their heart on obeying you. The word of God speaks about that. Long life. And then we get this sad and doom and gloom. God took them too early. We get this sad doom and gloom. God took them too early. They were too early. They were too young to lead the world. People, do you know sometimes we speed up the process of living on this earth? Amen. The Bible already told you, long life I satisfy you if you do the things that you need to do. But if you disobey Tyrone, ain't no need asking God to bless you in this area and you ain't got that simple area taken care of. You're not respecting your mama, but then you want God to pour out scholarships. Okay, make this make sense. And I can talk about mine at home because they mine at home and they don't get mad at daddy because I just teach principles. What sense do it make for you go to work or you go to somebody else or you go try to get a scholarship to obey somebody else, but you cannot fulfill the full scholarship at home with your mother? What do you mean, AJ? Oh, I'm gonna get a full ride to go play sports. When I get there, Brother Stan, all the coaches are going to tell me what to do, when to go eat, when to come to practice, when to go to meetings, what to do with my life the whole entire time I'm at college. I ain't going to have no freedom, and I'm going to have to do what they say, right? But I come home, and mama say, man, check out the trash, wash the dishes, do all this and that and the other, and you cock an attitude, do what you want to do, I'm grown, you want to do the do, whoop the whoop the whoop. But you can't fulfill the full scholarship that you've been granted with because God have blessed you. But how these spiritual blessings gonna be released to you if you can't fulfill the obligation of being a full-time student at your mom's university? You're gonna be in shape today. You're gonna be in shape today. And young people, it's not just on you. Young people, it's not just on you. We got some grown folks up in here hollering amen at everything I just said about Mom University. But do you guys understand that your kids only gonna act like you train? So that's why me and Boss, no matter what direction our kids go in, we continue to train. Because we understand they'll make decisions and they'll hit the bump in the road, but we'll teach them, Brother Stan, that if you make a mistake, together we can go to heaven, we can fix the mistake. But if you lie to me, I can't trust you. So we continue to train. We continue to train. So all the young people, if you still have mothers, then you need to take the same exact message that I'm teaching. Man, there's people in universities now still 50, 60, and 70 years old going to college, right, Tyrone? You ain't too old to go to the university, but you're going to need something from your mama. Mama, my water bill due. And you 48. Y'all think I'm tripping, but that's life. And I'm not talking down on nobody. I just want to bring forth wisdom. How can God open up the windows of heaven if you are not honoring your mother? We're going to be in shape today. But oh, we get tickled pink. We'll pay all kind of money to go see any kind of movie. Man, I guarantee you, if Michael Freeman or any big time actor walk up in here, if any athlete come in, man, Michael Jordan step a foot up in here, man, some of y'all pass straight out. Y'all stand up and ain't nobody told you to stand. Man, let Michelle Obama come up here and get on stage. Man, y'all be fanning y'allself and it cold. Y'all be doing all kind of things just to take a picture with her. And I ain't seen nobody yet run Miss Jones down and try to take a picture with her. The woman of God that feed you life. But you want to impress somebody else because they're an actor, they're a celebrity, they're a ball player, they this and that and the other, and you pour out all your energy into them, but you can't pour out all your energy all year long for your mother. This message ain't just for you, it's for all of us. Amen? Amen. Today is that day, Mom. Today is that day, Mom. I'm here to motivate, encourage, but most definitely teach discipline about how you love your mom. Amen. I told you today the message is going to be different. I'm not any old preacher. I'm not any regular preacher. I am who God called me to be, and I'm going to deliver it how he need me to deliver it. Amen? High energy, because I'm a high energy guy. Woo! Somebody say, woo! Man, if you act like you want to get excited about something else, you better give your mama the same kind of excitement. Watch this. The love only God can give that totally complete the mother. Mother, it is time out from looking north, east, south, west, from things that you desire in your heart. Whether it's from your kids or whether it's on a job or just anything that allow you to be complete, made whole. Amen? Amen. A mother's true love. What is a mother's true love? It ain't the husband. It ain't the children. It ain't the job. See, I'm going to tell you what it is, because some of us, we missing it. But then we want to run to the true love later. Huh? Y'all catch it? We want to run to the true love later. When everything else ain't working, who you run to? Y'all talk to me. No. Talk to me. Who do we run to? When you're back up against the wall, who you run to? But I thought your husband was your true love. I thought your kids were your true love. I thought the job was your true love. I thought the friends that were giving you all these advices were your true love. All these different spirits that you're inviting into your heart and your mind. How can they be your true love? Do you understand that when God created woman, he created woman to be to nourish, and he created woman to have emotion. But when you open yourself up emotionally to all these different spirits, then you become what you open yourself up to. So those things become your true love. And then when you're back up against the wall, what you run to? That's your true love. If you can't run back to those sources to get that need met, then they are not your true love. So it's time out and it's over with. Say it's over with. Okay. Now the mothers, this is for you. Mothers, say it's over with. For me seeking in every other area for my true love. Because God is my true love. Amen?